The following is a discourse by Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, courtesy of www.gopalju.org.
Why are you doing like that? What is its benefit? And who takes part in Padayatra? And who doesn't take part? That's the question. We are calling one and all, everybody please come and join us. I am a beggar. Trisandi bhikkhu. Understand my language? Trisandi. Catching Trisanda. Bhikkhu. Bhikkhu means beggar. I am begging. Yes, give me alms. What I am begging? Radha Krishna bolo sangi chalo ee matra bhikkha chai. I am begging this thing. Utter Radha Krishna, Hare Krishna and come with us. This is alms I am begging. How many are coming? This is the begging. I am begging this thing, I am not begging anything else. How many are coming? Very few. Why the others are not coming? They are deliberative. What benefit is there? Why shall we chant Hare Krishna? Why shall we utter Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And why shall I walk on the road with bare feet, go with them? Will Harinam will give us money, money? Money, money, brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. They are deliberating that thing. That means they have no faith in holy name. Holy name is Lord, Supreme Lord, non-different from Krishna. Name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna, Avinnata, Nama, Namina. One has faith, only he cannot serve this thing. Complete faith, unflinching faith. Not partial faith, strong faith, not soft faith. This is most important thing. Who knows this thing? Yes, and this Shastra says, Sadhu says. One has faith in the words of Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, all cleansing faith. In Kali Yuga there is no other incarnation of the Lord, only name incarnation. Kali Yuga now Rupi Krishna Avatar. In Kali Yuga, no incarnation, the Lord, only name incarnation is there, Shastra says. At the end of Kali Yuga, Kalki avatar will come. Oh, so long years are there, for last 32,000 years Kali Yuga, duration only 5,000 years are gone. No avatar in the meantime. So many are coming, oh, he is Bhagavan avatar, Sai Bhagavan, Sai Krishna. So many, and we are accepting them, fools. And we have no faith in the words of Sadhu Shastra Guru. Lacking faith, how can we get? Only name incarnation, Krishna has incarnated himself in the form of his holy name. If you take up seriously and chant Hare Krishna, many people join, lots of people join, throughout the world, spread it, the whole world will be delivered. Such good result is there. Atmosphere will be purified of so many sinful thoughts are there in atmosphere, pollution is there, contaminated atmosphere, how will it be purified? That we are speaking. Industrialism, industrialism, so much industry is coming, all filthy air, passing the whole atmosphere is filthy, contaminated. Japan, it is said in Japan, no pure air is available. So much industrialism, small island. So people buy pure air to survive, buying, you see. So how can we purify the air? Sankirtana haite hai paap sansaranasan. Shastra says, Sadhu says, if you do Hari Sankirtan chant, congregational chanting, many devotees congregating, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This transcendental sound vibration, you feel the whole atmosphere purified becomes purified, yes. So, Krishna Bhakti Savarudgama, by chanting Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti will be clogged up in your heart. Then more chanting under the guidance, expert guidance of Sadhguru, chanting is pure, then you get Krishna Premadgama, Prema Amrita Sarudra Majjana, then you develop Krishna Prema, and Prema is like an ocean. Do you understand? Great ocean, you drown yourself in a great ocean of love. Such is the result. Those are full faith, they take part. No faith, they don't take part. This question of Shraddha, do you understand? He says, Shraddha, Rupa Goswami says, Adu Shraddha, first thing is Shraddha. Shraddha means strong faith. Do you understand? Shraddha sabde viswasa kohe, sudra nishchaya, krishne bhakti kohele sarva karma krita hai. Shraddha, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Shraddha means sudra viswasa, unflinching faith. Unflinching faith, strong faith. Do you understand? Faith in what? Faith in the words of sadhu, sastra, guru. Yes, that is faith, known as sastriya shraddha. Known as sastriya shraddha. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kruta hai. If you develop Krishna bhakti, pure Krishna bhakti, all your works finished. All your duties finished. All your obligations, no more obligations, finished. Faith in this statement. If I develop Krishna bhakti, pure Krishna bhakti, all my works finished, no more left out. All my duties finished, no more duty to anybody. Do you understand? No obligation to anybody. No, finished everything. So, faith in this world, this life. How many have this faith? We all say this thing from the lips only. From the heart, no faith, no faith. From lips we all say, in the heart, no faith. We are all engaged in so many other activities. We are saying this thing. We are cheating, we are cheaters, yes. This question is Shraddha. Adu Shraddha is Shastriya Shraddha. Two types of Shraddha are there. Shastriya Shraddha, Lokika Shraddha. Shraddha, faith in the words of Sadhu Shastra Guru, that too we speak of. Another type, Lokika Shraddha, faith in the words of material scientists, material people, say, you understand what political leaders say. We put faith in their words. Do you understand? Here, in this locality, Chiteshwara is here. He is doing business, ghost business. People have faith in his words. He says, great, very great, very great ghost is here in this place. And the people of this locality, they have faith. Yes, ghost is there. Yes, this is Lokika Shraddha. You are from America, you don't know. You are not afraid of ghost. You are not here. But people of this area, they're not. Electric off. 12 o'clock night. Darkness, dense darkness coming in the road. Then came to mind, ghost is there in this tree. And he saw, someone is standing, looking white. Oh, dead ghost! Oh, ghost, ghost! He became afraid, terrified. Past tool and youth. Then electricity came. Nothing, oh no, ghost. A dry tree standing there. A dry tree. No, you see. This is Lokika Shraddha. And we are putting faith in this. Metal scientists say, political leaders say, but we have no faith in the words of Sadhu Shastra Guru. But we speak on Shraddha, the Satya Shraddha. Put unflinching faith in the words of Sadhu Shastra Guru. Then you will develop bhakti, adu Shraddha, tata sadhu sangho, tapadana kriya, anartha nibruti, nishtastata, ruchi, asakti, bhava, prema. gradual development, gradual. First is Shraddha, that is base, foundation. That is the seed of bhakti creeper. Brahmanda bhamite kon bhagyavana jiva guru krishna krupadhepa bhakti ratharija. Do you understand? By the mercy of guru and krishna is the seed of bhakti creeper. What is the seed of bhakti creeper? This is Shraddha. Shraddha is the seed. Do you understand? Shraddha is the seed of the bhakti creeper. What is the seed of Shraddha? Huh? What is the seed of Shraddha? Shraddha bija kon kyo? Durga Babu. Shraddha bija sadhu guru krupa bapa. Sadhu guru krupa. Mujhi pahelo. Bhagata Maharaja ei katha kahichanti. Audalai Maharaja ei katha kahichanti. Tanko katha ta amu kahuchi. Shraddha bija hochi sadhu guru krupa. Shraddha is the seed of bhakti creeper and seed of Shraddha is the mercy of sadhu guru. Yes. 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 Sadhata to mula jinsa hele to sukha dava, bhakti hele sukha dava, mula ta to nahi to jakanti muludva nahi asura ka ghara toliva, kotha toliva kaapare muludva to nahi, mangi padiva so, nahi collapse kariva. If you have no foundation, if you build mass on it, will collapse. The foundation is sadha, huh? That should be strong faith, unflinching faith in one's heart, sir. The most important thing, huh? Then will build up. Then will build up Shraddha, then Sadhu Sangha, then Bhajan Kriya, then Anartha Nibruti, then Nishta, then Ruchi, then Asakti, then comes Bhava, then comes Prema. If the foundation is not there, how this will all come up? All your building will collapse. Do you understand? Do you follow? So this is most important thing. So one story also. Many stories are there, Acharya say. In one village there was Bhagavata Pravachan, Bhagavata Saptahau, 1 week, Bhagavata reading, speaking. Many people are coming to hear, because those who have Shraddha, they are coming to hear. If you hear Bhagavata Krishna Katha, then you will get mukti. All our sinful reaction will be destroyed, will develop bhakti. They come. You understand? And somebody is a cripple, somebody is a blind man, I am bad karma, somebody is poor man, suffering. If I go and hear Bhagavata Katha, develop bhakti, all my bad karma will be destroyed. They come, many people are coming, from neighboring villages coming, hearing. So two women, one old woman, one young woman, regularly come. Old woman, 70 years old. Young man, 16 years old, regularly coming from other villages, hearing. One day, one who was reading Bhagavata, he said, Ananya bolo hari 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 karibe bhagupad. With much pleasure you chant, hari 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 hari. Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hare Krishna, hare Krishna, 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 hare hari. Hari Ram, hari Ram, Ram, Ram. That Lord Hari will make you unable to cross the dreadful ocean of metal stick existence. He said like that. Immediately, that young lady, 16 years old, immediately she put face. Oh, the name of Lord Hari is such, that I can cross over this dreadful ocean of metal stick existence very joy. Immediately she started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Start. But the old lady didn't. They have relationship, bodily relationship. Old lady is mother-in-law and young lady is daughter-in-law. Sasu Bohu, we say. Do you understand? So, when the Bhagavata Path Pravachan was over, all went back to their villages. So they went back. So on the way there was a river. when they come, there was knee-deep water in that river, and that river was a tidal river. So when they return, tide has come. So there is neck-deep or nose-deep water, so much water. So the young lady, daughter-in-law, is going ahead. Old lady was following behind, and she was chanting. Young lady was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And very easily she crossed such tide, so much water. No difficulty was there for her. She stood on the other's bank. But old lady was drowning in the middle river. Drowning, drowning, so much water, putting, pushing into her mouth, nose. Then she shouted, Oh, bow, 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 oh, daughter-in-law, daughter-in-law, oh, you are there in the other side of the river, I am drowning here. Then she reminded, don't you hear? Why don't you chant, Hari, Hari? The Lord Hari will enable you to cross the dreadful ocean of material existence. What is this tiny river? Why can't you cross it? Chant Hare Krishna. If she didn't chant, rather got angry. Are you my teacher? Are you teaching me? I am your mother-in-law, I am teacher. You are my thought. You are teaching me. She didn't utter. Rather got angry, you see. The question is here, why? The young lady immediately developed faith. Why the old lady couldn't? That's the reason. When we speak of Shraddha, how it is that young lady immediately developed Shraddha? That old lady couldn't. Why? Why? What is that? Huh? Can you say?
Simplicity.
Yes. That is the answer. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. He said, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Prabhupada says, it's better to remain in other places. This is the vast beast insects, reptiles. But getting human birth, don't allow this duplicity, the apatya, you understand? Enter into your heart, he says. Simplicity is Vaishnava. Those are real Vaishnavas, sadhu. They are a simple child, children. Very simple, yes. Unless you have simplicity, you cannot develop bhakti, you cannot put. That is the reason. The young lady had simplicity, whereas old lady, though 70 years old, is no simplicity. Her heart is filled with all duplicity. Therefore she could. This is the reason. Another story is also there that in Navdya Navadip Dham there were two friends. From very boyhood they were friends. When they grew up, one became a devotee, Vaishnava, accepted Vaishnava Guru, engaged himself in bhajan. Another became a gross materialist, non-devotee. He was not chanting or not engaged in bhajan. So from very boyhood they are friends. That's the devotee friend thought about my friend. But not developing, not doing bhajan. So how can I inculcate Krishna consciousness unto him? Then that is will be real benefit, doing good to him. Otherwise, what is the value of this really achieved human birth? So, as a friend, I must try my best to inculcate Krishna consciousness and to bring him to the path of bhajan. So once he told him, oh, my brother, my friend, side of the Ganges, they are living the other side of the Ganges. Then this side is Mayapur Dham. So other side of the Ganges, Mayapur, many sadhus are there. Vaishnava Maharaj is there. They were speaking Krishna Katha, engaged, hearing chanting, doing bhajan. Let us go and have the association sadhus. Because by the association of sadhu we can easily develop Krishna bhakti, but it's needed for this really achieved human birth. And that is the purpose of this birth. Without bhakti, there is nothing. You understand? We cannot free ourselves from this cycle of birth and death. The bhakti is required. Without sadhu sangha, we can develop bhakti. And in all shastras said, must do sadhu sangha. He said, oh, yes, that's very good what you are saying, I understand, but I am very busy, I have no time. If I find time, all light will go. What is your business? What are you doing? You have no time. For sadhu sangha, what business you are? He's a gross materialistic person, very much attached to this dance drama. Whole night can sit and watch TV. Whole night can sit and see the drama party, opera party, performing drama. He is saying, no, time to go to sadhu. I am busy. So many times he said like that and he fell, the other friend. Then he thought of, oh, he is very fond of watching TV, fond of seeing the opera party drama. So I'll trick him. So he said, oh, my friend, the other side of Ganges, India famous opera party has come and putting a very nice drama. Suddenly, oh yes, he must go. Then he came. When they came to the bank of Ganges, just going to step into the boat, somehow he could understand, my friend is taking me to that sadhu. He understood it. Then he said, oh my friend, I have forgotten to tell you, I have a disease. What disease you have? As soon as I get into boat, my head reels, I start vomiting, bha, bha, bha. So I never get into boat in my life. Please wait, let summer season come, let the Ganges dry up, then we'll go. He said like that. Then his friend said, do you know, Ganges never dries up. In summer much water comes in Ganges. So Ganges will never dry, you will never go to sadhu. You are such a duplicious person. I tried my best to take you to sadhu, thereby I will help you in developing Krishna consciousness by health. Such a duplicious person. So this is story. Unless you have simplicity, it's very hard task to inculcate Krishna consciousness. To give up your all your duplicity, become as simple as a child. Say, how simple? As simple as a child. 2-year, 3-year-old child, so simple. It's very simple. You give him, offer him one laddu, laughingly he'll come, smiling he'll come to you. But you have ulterior motive. Oh, very nice child. And his mother has put on so many valuable ornaments. Golden bangles, golden earrings on his body. So I offer him this laddu, take him to that jungle, kill him, take away this ornament. You have this motive. The child is so simple, comes to you. So simple. This is simplicity. And many say, oh, if we become simple, then we'll be cheated. Many people cheat us. Are Baba, you are always being cheated. The material world is the world of cheaters and cheated. And conditioned soul has 4 defects, one of them is cheating propensity. Everybody is trying to cheat other person, isn't it? So, every moment you are cheated, and you become simple and you'll be cheated, what is that? Rather you become simple, very easily develop Krishna consciousness. Well, immediately you put faith in the words of Sadhu Shastra Guru. Immediately you develop Krishna Bhakti. And develop Krishna Bhakti, surrender immediately unto Krishna, then Krishna will give you protection. Krishna vina rakhyakartha, kehona Krishna rakhyakar palakama. Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. It's complete faith. And it's complete surrender soul, one Krishna bhakta, pure bhakta, he has complete faith. Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector, nobody else. Then Krishna takes care, nobody can cheat you. Why will we cheated? They say, Shall we blindly follow? They say. Shall we blindly follow Shastra, Adi Shastra Guru? Nothing else, no deliberation else. We say, yes, blindly follow. Don't add any of your deliberation to it. Blindly follow, accept. Then it will get true. Yes. But your own deliberation means, that means you have no faith versus all Shastra Guru. Do you understand? Yes. Nothing, no addition of your own deliverance. What a deliverance? You have your spiritual soul. Four defects you have. All the deliverances are defective. Why are you adding defective deliverance? Follow sadhu, mother. What sadhu says, that is truth. Yes, satya. Yes. Put on pleasing faith in words of sadhu, shastra, guru. Follow blindly. You get good result, you get immediately develop Krishna bhakti. Yes. If somebody has simplicity and follows blindly, very easily you'll develop Krishna consciousness. Yes. Yes. Don't add any of your deliberation to it in words of sadhu shastra. Just accept it. That is what we say. You see, take the example of Jada Bharat. Fifth canto Bhagavatam is there. Jada Bharat, huh? Understand? Who was moving like a madman, naked, like deaf, dumb, mad. Yes, but he is Paramahansa, was outwardly just posing like that, deaf, dumb, mad, naked. People were throwing stool on him, filthy things, never said anything, lawless. Paramahansa, do you understand? Completely surrendered soul. Once you are sitting, there at night guarding the cornfield. His brother has said, sit here, guard cornfield. And wild animals are coming and destroying it. So some worshippers of Kali were moving in search of a very nice human being, because they will sacrifice before, cut his head before Kali, and Kali will be pleased and they will get boon from Kali. And oh, nice man, very strong, nice body. Well, Kali was very much pleased. They cut hold of him, dragged him. As a simple child, he followed. He never said, where are you taking me? He never said anything. And they bathed him, put on new cloth, put on vermilion, and forehead, blood before Kali, sit down here, sat down, never saying anything. Then they said, bow down. Drew out sword to chop off his head. But Kali is Krishna Dasi, made servant of Krishna. He's complete surrendered soul, and Krishna protects Kali. But what these rascals, dakhats, are doing? They're going to chop off the head of his such a surrendered soul. So Kali Murti, spirit, burst. Kali came out. Kali, Athena. And so many weapons, sword is there. Sword chopped up the all heads of the dakhats. And Jada Bharat was protected. So, it's true story. How will be cheated? How will be, I'll think you'll not be protected? It was simple, a simple child. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. And immediately, you'll develop complete faith in our sadhu shastra. And very easily and immediately you'll surrender. Then you get the protection of Krishna. Why be cheated? Krishna takes care. How can anybody cheat you? But people put forth this question. Why shall we become simple? Then we'll be cheated. We'll sustain a great loss. Or we'll lose our life. But no. If you develop Krishna bhakti and you completely surrender, then Krishna takes care. Krishna will give you protection, Krishna will maintain you. Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is Vishwambhara who maintains the whole universe. Why not maintain you? When you are such a dear devotee of Krishna, why are you thinking of your maintenance, your protection? If your devotee never thinks of that, he never bothers at all about his maintenance and protection. Such a very bad period has come now to the world. So many very powerful, destroying destructive weapons. They are making powerful bombs, atomic bombs. Any moment there will be war. They are asking, oh, there will be war. 96, so many people will be killed, die. Why? Why are you afraid? Everything takes place by the will of Krishna. If it's Krishna's will, what can you do? You can undo. Krishna's will, what Krishna's will, that will take place. Then war and people die. What can you do? Can you protect them? If you are complete surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna will protect you. Pralayana vithanti cha, such a complete surrender soul, even never disturbed at the time of complete annihilation, is so fixed. Yes. A bomb will burst, many people die, but Krishna will give you protection, you will never die. You will protect it. Why? Becoming disturbed. Do you understand? It's complete faith. This is the, do you understand? Unflinching faith. Strong faith. This is the base, foundation. First requisite of bhakti, you understand? Therefore it says, sadha bija. Sadha is the seed of bhakti kripa. Sadha is the seed. Then bhakti kripa will grow. No sadha, no foundation, and foundation is not strong. You may have faith, but no strong faith. Soft faith. That won't help you. Do you understand? That won't help you. One was strong faith and plenty faith. His foundation is very strong. Then great mansion will built up. Mansion of bhakti, prem bhakti will built up. Never collapse. But faith is soft, not strong. Then how can build up? It will collapse. This is what I say. In first requisite, Rupa Goswami therefore said, Adam Sraddha. First requisite is Sraddha. It is Satya Sraddha and very strong. Strong Sraddha. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur also sings, Sattva Sariya Bhai Sraddha Devi Gunagai. Give up everything and glorify Sraddha Devi, Goddess Sraddha. Get her mercy. Therefore, before taking prasad, we chant, Sadhu Sabdhan, Mahaprasade Govindi, Nama Brahmani Vaishnave, Svarpa Punya Vatanava, Vishwasam Vaivadayate. We caution, you are taking Mahaprasad, have full faith in Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad is tested by Lord Jagannath. Krishna is not ordinary food. It's not ordinary, it never becomes stale, it never becomes dried up. It is taken hundred thousands of miles, still it is fresh. Transcendental food. Have faith, then this faith you take. Then your heart will purify it. Develop bhakti, otherwise not. Oh no. Oh, it has become stale, bad are coming. You commit aparad, then diarrhea will be there, you'll die. Cholera will be there, you'll die. No, this is Mahaprasad. Never becomes stale, never becomes dry up. It's always fresh, so tasty. Yes, it's called Sadhu Sabdhan. A full faith. Nama Brahma Vaishnava. Mahaprasada Govinda. Nama Brahma Vaishnava. Full faith. Then you accept. Yes. Thank you. Sadhu Sangi Antarango.
Hey, man, he died. Hey, man, he died. শুনুন